This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. MTHFR gene variant may require riboflavin, not just methylfolate, new research shows. A common genetic variant affecting folate metabolism may respond better to riboflavin supplementation than the widely promoted methylfolate, according to clinical research examining the MTHFR C677T polymorphism. The findings challenge conventional wellness industry recommendations and suggest a more targeted nutritional approach based on genetic cofactor requirements. 13 mm Hg reduction in systolic blood pressure with riboflavin supplementation in MTHFR TT carriers. Blood pressure response to antihypertensive treatment by MTHFR genotype, percentage reaching target BP 140-90 mmHg grams on medication by genetic variant CC carriers, 64%, TT carriers, 37%. Source: Ulster University Research 2023, Georgian Medical Journal News. Genetic variant creates cofactor deficiency. The MTHFR enzyme converts 5-10-methylene tetrahydrofolate to 5-methyl tetrahydrofolate as a cofactor. According to research by Horrigan et al., the C677TTT variant produces a thermolabile enzyme that loses its FAD cofactor more readily than normal variants. The TT genotype affects approximately 10% of European and US populations, creating a subgroup with increased riboflavin requirements. Without adequate vitamin B2, the enzyme underperforms, leading to homocysteine accumulation and elevated blood pressure, according to Horan et al. Clinical trials show genotype-specific response. In a controlled trial published in Hypertension, Horrigan et al. Tested riboflavin supplementation in hypertensive cardiovascular disease patients pre-screened by genotype. TT carriers receiving 1.6 mg daily riboflavin for 16 weeks showed systolic blood pressure reduction from 144 to 131 mmHg. The effect was completely genotype-specific. CC and CT carriers showed no blood pressure changes with riboflavin supplementation. Wilson et al. Demonstrated the effect remained sustained over 4 years with continued supplementation. A separate trial by the Ulster University Research Group confirmed the blood pressure lowering effect in hypertensive patients without overt cardiovascular disease. The consistent findings across studies suggest targeted supplementation based on genetic testing may be more effective than broad-spectrum approaches. Treatment resistance gap identified. The Ulster University research revealed significant disparities in treatment response between genotypes. Only 37% of TT carriers on antihypertensive medication reached target blood pressure below 140-90 mmHg, compared to 64% of CC carriers achieving treatment goals. This treatment-resistant gap suggests that conventional hypertension management may be inadequate for certain genetic subgroups. The clinical evidence indicates riboflavin supplementation can close this therapeutic gap in TT carriers. The effective dose across all trials was 1.6 mg per day, only slightly above the recommended dietary allowance of 1.1 to 1.3 mg for riboflavin. This represents cofactor restoration rather than megadose supplementation, according to Horrigan et al. Wellness industry focus may be misplaced. Despite extensive discussion of MTHFR variants in wellness communities, most attention centers on methylfolate supplementation rather than cofactor support. The clinical data from Ulster University suggests this emphasis may be counterproductive for individuals with the TT genotype. The mechanism involves ED cofactor stability rather than folate availability, indicating that riboflavin deficiency is the limiting factor in TT carriers. However, most evidence originates from a single research group at Ulster University, highlighting the need for independent replication of these findings. Riboflavin supplementation at 1.6 mg daily for 16 weeks reduced systolic blood pressure by 13 mm, specifically in MTHFR C677T TT carriers, with no effect in other genotypes. Horrigan et al., Ulster University, Hypertension, 2013. Key takeaways: MTHFR TT carriers may benefit more from riboflavin than methylfolate supplementation, according to Ulster University research. Only 37% of TT carriers reach blood pressure targets on standard medication versus 64% of CC carriers, per Ulster University studies. Effective riboflavin dose of 1.6 mg daily is near dietary reference levels, not megadose therapy. Treatment response is completely genotype-specific with no benefit in non-TT carriers, according to Horrigan et al. Frequently asked questions. Should I get MTHFR genetic testing before taking supplements? Genetic testing can identify whether you carry the C677TTT variant that responds to riboflavin supplementation, since only 10% of European populations carry this variant, according to population studies. Testing helps avoid unnecessary supplementation in non-responders. Is riboflavin supplementation safe at 1.6 mg daily? This dose is only slightly above the recommended dietary allowance of 1.1 to 1.3 mg and represents cofactor restoration rather than megadose therapy. The Ulster University clinical trials showed no adverse effects at this level over extended periods. Why doesn't methylfolate work for MTHFR variants? According to Horrigan et al., the TT variant creates an enzyme that loses its riboflavin-derived cofactor more easily, not a folate deficiency. Providing more folate substrate doesn't address the underlying cofactor instability that limits enzyme function. Future research should focus on independent replication of these genotype-specific effects and exploration of combination approaches. The Ulster University findings suggest personalized nutrition based on genetic variants may be more effective than broad-spectrum supplementation strategies currently promoted in wellness communities. Source: MTFR is one of the most discussed genes in the wellness space. At context, gene variant may require riboflavin, not just methylfolate, new research shows. Description: new research reveals MTHFR-TT carriers respond better to riboflavin than methylfolate supplementation, showing 13 mmHg blood pressure reduction in clinical trials. Author: type organization, name GMJ editorial team. Publisher: type organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-21. Date modified 2026-05-21.